We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
George Pickens and Kenny Pickett there. Pickens at his locker today put out a opening statement saying, pretty much, don't take me out of context. Don't blow what I'm about to say out of proportion. And then said, guys, the cameras just caught me. You know, I wasn't even doing anything wrong. This is what wide receivers do. That's what T.O. did. I bet every receiver does or has done what I did on the sidelines. And then Pickett talking there today. You're going to hear Pickett on Matt Canada, by the way, in a few minutes, which will probably cause you to pull your car over and maybe scream and yell a little bit and then put your flasher or directional back on and merge back into traffic safely and responsibly. You know, Kenny gets it. I think Kenny's walking a fine line right now. I think Kenny, this is not Kenny Pickett, senior, 5 years at Pitt, face of the program, elder statesman, in addition to playing the leadership position of quarterback. It's my team. I'm the boss. We ride and die with me. We win and lose with me. I got to take complete control. It's a team sport, the ultimate team game, but it's really about my ability to lead and the various ways in which you do that, depending on who your teammates are, etc. He says these guys got to understand that depending on who we're playing, the matchups, what they're good at, what they're bad at, not everyone's going to have a huge game. So they need to understand that. And he said, it's almost verbatim what Tomlin said. You want competitive people, but you also want them to control it or harness it in a way where it's not going to turn into, when I say distraction, all I mean is your captain has to basically put out a fire on the sideline to remind the guy, look, we're winning the game. Your time will come. Chill out a little bit. I think Kenny will get to that point eventually. Maybe even by the end of this year he will, Chris. Well, he'll be the guy who might, if he has to get up in George Pickens' face, says, George, question. I got you, man.
Like, question about what Pickett said, that, hey, different teams do different things and that's going to necessitate a different game plan. If you're not going to target Pickens against a very bad pass defense team, when are you going to target him? Like, that doesn't really, that excuse doesn't, like, pass muster in this case, because the Falcons sucked at defending the pass.
Well, but I think it does now in this way. Kenny has said repeatedly that he's going to go away from double teams. So why wasn't Johnson getting the ball a couple games ago? They doubled him. In this game, Atlanta said, no, we'll put our best corner on Johnson, and we'll double Pickens. We'll put the safety over on Pickens'
side. Well, then if I'm the Ravens, I'm doubling Pickens, because then not only could you take him out of the game literally on the field, but he might get so pissed off after two series if he doesn't see the ball that he takes himself out of the game mentally.
Well, if the safety's over there, then maybe you're running the ball against softer boxes, not to get too technical. That's creating space for Freiermuth. I mean, there are ways around that to force a team to come out of that double team. They might not feel like it's in their best interest to double-team Pickens the entire game. But I'm bringing that up because that seems to be a consistent point that Kenny's trying to make, which is probably being beat into him by his coaches. They were training Trubisky like Pavlov's dog. Pavlov's dog?
Pavlov.
Pavlov.
Swagger's dog.
To not turn... We'll get
just
you the reference
later,
there.
Just later, don't worry. They're training him like Pavlov's dogs
to not turn the ball over,
not put the ball at risk.
Yeah, and that was their message to Trubisky. It seems like, hey, Kenny, just you don't need to force it into a double team right now.
Is there any place that does? Is there any analytics place that does a how many times was this player double teamed on a route?
Yeah, probably the analytics, and Fittipaldo brought it up to Pickens today, and it was another one of those awkward moments in the full media session. Ray brought it up to Pickens that PFF does not think that Pickens is getting open.
No, they just think he's really good at catching the ball when it's thrown to him anyway.
Yeah.
You don't present yourself, you don't run open, but you do catch the ball. And then Pickens said what, like something to the effect of, well, that's just them saying it.
Yeah. And I do think that Kenny really trusts Pickens. I mean, up until this game, this was a non-issue because he had targeted Pickens more than Johnson, and he was their number one receiver. That's why I expected George to say today, look, let me just end this right here and now. I lost my cool a little bit. I was back in Atlanta. It's all good. I talked to my coach about it. I talked to my quarterback about it. I talked to the offense about it. We all want to win. I just let my emotions get the best of me. You know, someone could have jokingly asked him, all right, what did Cam come over and say to you? And if he wanted to, he could share maybe what the voice of reason said to him in that spot. And then everybody moves on and they start to ask him what he thinks he's going to do against the Ravens. It didn't have to be awkward and confrontational today. But you made a good point. Tomlin kind of emboldened and gave Pickens the license.
I thought Tomlin
to come
said,
off like that.
I thought Tomlin said a more emphatic, it was like a more emphatic condemnation of the media's treatment of this than anything Pickens said today. Pickens gave the sort of like eye rolling, you guys are going to take this out of context, just so we're clear, this is this, this, and this. Tomlin calls it BS. We laugh at the stuff you guys say. We do get annoyed at the dumb narratives you put out. It's BS that we ignore. That was more forceful of a rebuke than Pickens.
He didn't do anything wrong, you guys are.
Do you agree, though, that like
Pickens,
if anything, came off like eye-rolling and exasperated? Tomlin came off mad about it.
But you know what's
it.
Funny about that? That was, and I know this because I talked to him once a week about it, that was Ben, and that was the Steelers company line for a long time when it came to the Ben-AB relationship. You guys make it out to be worse than it is. You guys make it seem like these guys are really at each other's throats and there's friction. This is a media creation. Until AB punted a ball or threw a ball at Ben, depending on who you ask at practice, walked out on practice, and quit the team the last week of the season and pretty much refused to play for them ever again. Then everything comes out about how there was trouble in paradise for a very long time.
Yeah, so, you know what the big difference was? Like, be that as it may, I know the point you're making that there might be a lot more trouble than the Steelers want to let on. When AB was doing that and he and Ben had trouble, they went out on the field and there was no trouble. They were putting up massive numbers.
I know what we're talking about is going to tick a lot of people off because Pickens has just huge, avid supporters. And I would, for the most part, count myself among that class or that club of fan. I'm really high on the guy.
Most raw ability but on paper of any Steeler receiver I've seen in my lifetime other than Martavis,
but
maybe.
I just really don't like the way this whole thing has been handled since it happened on Sunday. Pickens doesn't want to talk about it after the game. He's a rookie, cooler heads prevail kind of thing. What's the valor expression?
Discretion is the better part of valor.
Yeah, you do that. Then Tomlin's like, F you guys for even covering it. And then Pickens was like, I'm going to treat you guys like crap today when you ask me about it because this is what we do. If you knew anything about receivers, you'd know that all receivers act this way. We had Ross Tucker on a few minutes ago, and this is what he said about the Pickens blow up.
I don't think it's good. And I saw what Tomlin, this is a rookie second round pick. How is he going to act when he's like an established star? How is he going to act when the Steelers give him a big money contract extension? I mean, there were off the field reasons why he didn't go until the second round. Anytime there's some character concern about a young man, whether it's off the field or on the field, you get a little bit concerned.
I think Tomlin doesn't like the label that he's a big players coach and enables guys, that he thinks that that's
unfair. I actually think it is because I think he treats guys. I think the truest thing about him is that he treats guys the way their talent dictates he thinks they should be treated. I think he absolutely gives preferential treatment, which most coaches do to some extent. But I mean, like, when a guy who is considered not that important runs afoul of the law off the field or something, they usually get cut.
I just think there's a great opportunity with this kind of raw, emotional, young player in this unique situation, having gone back to Atlanta and having a bad game. I just think you could have found a happy medium in there with this.
I mean, I hope that behind the scenes they did.
Yep.
But I don't know that they did. And I haven't heard anybody credible tell me that Tomlin found a happy medium behind the scenes. Maybe. All we seem to know is from his own words, he said something to Pickens. Like, he inferred that it was something he probably talked to him about, I should say, behind the scenes, because he said we would like him to express it in a more essentially constructive way. So you put two and two together and say he probably said something to him about it. So are, like, George Pickens and Mike Tomlin behind the scenes having a really serious heart-to-heart where Pickens says, I get it, coach, and then front-facing they both go, screw off, don't ask us about it? Maybe.
I have not heard that from anybody yet, though, just to be... Not that I necessarily would, but no one has brought that to me. Like, hey, Tomlin's talking down to the media. Pickens is, being defiant at his locker, but behind closed doors, there was a don't do this ever again, okay?
A come to Jesus moment early on, and Pickens got it, message delivered. They're just putting on a front.
So this Pickens story is one that we'll continue to keep track of. We'll see what Matt Canada says about it tomorrow. Going to have Kenny Pickett on Matt Canada in a second in a comment that I think is going to drive a lot of people nuts. While we've been talking about the Steelers and their offense and George Pickens and the Ravens on Sunday, Ron Cook was turning back the clock and interviewing a writer today, an author, about former Dallas Cowboys coach Jimmy Johnson. There's a new book out about Jimmy Johnson, and Ron couldn't wait to talk to the author about it today.
We're talking to my pal Dave Hyde here, author of a great new book, Swagger, about Jimmy Johnson.
And it's swagger. Ron.
Swagger. I don't know. You know, swagger. We say it differently up here in Pittsburgh.
No, we don't. He said it. No, we don't. He said the word so incorrectly that I think the author of the book thought people might not find it when they searched for it because Ron said a word that isn't real. Swagger.
So Ron does author a favor by having him on to talk about a book and a coach that people in Pittsburgh probably don't care about. So Ron scratches this guy's back and has him on to talk about it. And then this guy gets offended because the sole purpose of having him on is to try to sell books. And Ron can't get the name of the book right, and he has to save the interview by telling him this is the actual, or...
Be like, I got my good friend Chuck Dickens on his new book, Sides.
Did you hear this live?
Yeah, I was driving in right as Ron introduced
him. Could you tell that the book was actually titled Swagger and that Ron was just saying the name of the book wrong?
So my first thought was...
Your context clues?
My first thought was, is it called Swagger or is it actually called Swagger? Like, is that something
rhymes with
I actually thought it might have been something that had to do with Jimmy Johnson that I had no clue about.
that was, like, his special word for the Cowboys. Let's play with the Swagger boys.
Was there something Swagger that was related to Jimmy Johnson?
But swag isn't even a word. Like,
we're talking to my pal Dave Hyde here, author of a great new book, Swagger, about Jimmy Johnson. And,
it's swagger.
Swagger, I don't know. You know, swagger. We say it differently up here in
Pittsburgh.
No,
we don't. We do not.
He indicted the whole city,
too. What's the guy's
too.
Name?
Dave Hyde.
Dave Hyde. Dave, if you're listening, I'm 37. I've lived here my whole
he's
life.
He's most definitely not listening. He's a guy who probably lives in Miami who's been
Dave
writing about.
He's writing about swagger.
is that Ron Finley right there, that voice you were doing? We do not say swagger up here. We say jeet jet instead of did you eat yet. We say weird stuff. We say downtown instead of downtown. We say swagger like the rest of the United States.
Usually in situations like that, though, Ron will just indict his little town that he grew up in. Like, he'll talk about Beaver Falls, or he might even just maybe open it up to Beaver County. So it's just that little
he just
pocket.
Threw the seven-county metro under the bus.
Yes, he threw hundreds of thousands of people under the bus with that.
Millions.
We're talking
Millions.
To my pal Dave Hyde here, author of a great new book, Swagger, about Jimmy Johnson.
And, it's swagger.
Swagger, I don't know. You know, swagger. We say it differently up here in Pittsburgh.
Is Dave laughing like, man, that Pittsburghese, those crazy
Or is he laughing like, what a terrible cover for just saying swagger?
Those crazy Pittsburghers just can't get their words straight.
How did Ron do with the other words of the day?
They signed a left-handed reliever, Jarlin Garcia. But I'm not overwhelmed by that signing or the one for right-handed starter Vince Velasquez.
I mean, what did we... You bet $1,000 yesterday on the show, and you win 10 for him saying Jarlin. That was going off at a huge number.
Swagger.
Velasquez makes sense, too, that he would say that. Edinson Volquez. Francisco Liriano.
Giovanni Gallardo. I cannot get over Swagger.
Neither can I, man.
Travis Swaggerty in the Pirates opening day lineup.
That's what I mean. He has said that name before. It's the word swagger with T-Y added on.
But has he ever said, when talking about an athlete, this guy's got a great swagger about him?
No, there's no way he has.
When I look at this guy...
The swagger with which Mario Lemieux carried himself?
He might not have all the physical tools, but there's just a swagger.
Kenny Pickett doesn't have big hands, but what he has is big swagger.
Well, didn't you say you met the guy that taught Ron when he was in school? I don't know. Maybe this is... Maybe people out in that...
Neck of the woods
say swagger.
We're talking to my pal Dave Hyde here, author of a great new book, Swagger, about Jimmy Johnson. And
It's swagger.
I don't know. You know, swagger. We say it differently up here in Pittsburgh.
That his buddy almost reminds me of like when Bob Smizek would get exasperated on a debate show. The actual tone of his voice there. That was Pittsburgh's a bobblehead town, but in it's swagger.
I might look up Dave Hyde's number in one of these like media guides and text them and be like, Dave, can you come on with us for 2 minutes just so we can let you know that this
point
is not
of clarification.
How we say things?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Points. Brought to you by Nemacolin. Ski season is coming. Visit Nemacolin.com to reserve your stay today.
If I could walk, I would get up there and give you a hug right now because you look despondent.
That was a Kenny Pickett, Matt Canada vote of confidence.
Would you say that's the first turnover Kenny Pickett's had in several
that
weeks?
That is the most ringing,
the first pick he's
ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding endorsement, ringing endorsement of Matt Canada we've heard from Pickett, where he brings up, he recruited me to Pitt. We've got a relationship that goes all the way back to high school, and there's even some hidden shade thrown there where he's like, he's not like some of these other offensive coordinators that are close-minded and aren't open to suggestions. Now, we've had Steelers insiders report that Canada doesn't even let his position coaches in on the game planning. That he shuts himself off from that, which is very rare. Todd Haley used to have to work with Mike Munchak when it came to putting their run game plan together.
Wasn't Munchak's technical title run game coordinator in addition to O-line coach?
I don't think it actually was technical, but everybody behind the scenes knew that he was coordinating their running game.
I like to go to Pro Football Reference to see if they view
him
as such.
I thought they gave him like a fancy title, like
no,
associate head
coach. It was just O-line coach there.
Okay.
Okay, but he was the run game coordinator. We knew that. What's weird about Canada not delegating or not allowing his position coaches in is they had to hire a bunch of position coaches to who could work with him, right? The only thing I will say that makes this very believable from Pickett's standpoint, and actually I could believe Canada doing this, think about it from his perspective. We knew he and Ben didn't get along. We knew it was a marriage neither one wanted. Where Canada would infamously come up with a game plan that wouldn't work, they would scrap it, Ben would go freelance street ball in the fourth quarter. It worked. I'm even admitting it worked. So Canada
very
essentially...
Very big of you, Malzi.
I know. I like to think that that's what I'm all about. Canada would essentially get neutered when the game mattered the most, and then they'd get better results, right? It would make sense to me if his whole contention was give me a quarterback that can run my stuff, that he would actually be more open to that quarterback having an honest dialogue with him because the previous guy, it was pretty clear that they didn't. And if they did have any dialogue, it was like tortured throughout the week. Every time Ben last year used to talk about, oh, Coach Matt and I, or he would, whatever, he'd talk about him or bring him up. We all knew it was like kind of hogwash. They weren't getting along singing Kumbaya behind the scenes the way maybe Ben and Todd were.
That's the way Pickett is making it sound right now.
But I can buy it.
In high school, and we have a really good relationship where, you know, we can talk about pretty much anything. We're open and honest on what I see, and he asks me all the time. And I think that open line of communication is just going to continue to improve. And, you know, he's very open to suggestions that we all have as players, as staff, and it's a collective effort. And, you know, it's definitely cool to have an OC that's open to that and not just kind of, you know, closed-minded. So it's a pretty good relationship that he has with all of us.
So, again, put yourself in Pickett's shoes. You're like 16, and this dude is like saying, I think you're good enough to play D1 football. That's his, like, entry into Matt Canada's orbit. Think about Ben's. I've won 2 Super Bowls. I'm going to the Hall of Fame. Who the hell are you? Literally.
Yeah.
And you know what? Again, this is going to be shocking to you. In some ways, Ben is absolutely within his rights to feel that way.
Of course he is.
Stack resumes, it's not even a contest.
We can talk about anything. I can go to Matt Canada.
It makes way more sense that a guy who would have gotten into, like, Canada would have been...
Relationship advice. Matt, what should I get my fiancé for Christmas? And Matt Canada's going to
give me... A jet sweep. A jet and a broom. A toy plane and a broom. That's called a jet sweep.
It's just going to continue to improve. It's a collective effort.
So how do you feel? I'm genuinely curious now. How do you feel hearing this from Pickett? Pickett's your guy more than anybody in this city. You have thrown your lot behind him. Probably more than anyone in this city, you have thrown your lot somewhere other than Matt Canada.
I don't love it. I don't really... I think that Kenny can do better. This seems to me like you'd say of a friend who you think's got a lot going for him, and the
I think
person
you're slumming
he's in a relationship
it with, that
with yeah, like, I think he's settling. I think that's what it sounds... Yeah, it's easy. You know the guy. You've known him for a long time. You're somewhat comfortable with him because of that relationship that goes back to when you were younger, but... Man, you could do a lot better than that.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.